The scribes and Pharisees of Jesus' time were the experts in the Mosaic Law. They were also considered the most observant Jews of their time, but they had a big problem. They performed the works of the law not to please God, but rather so that they could be exalted here on earth. They lacked humility, overburdened their people with religious requirements that meant nothing to salvation, and they did not practice what they preached. They were more concerned with how they were perceived by their fellow man here on earth than how their souls might appear before God in heaven. Jesus tells us they did certain things so that they might be noticed in public. They broadened their phylacteries. That's not a common term today. But phylacteries were very small leather boxes, about a centimeter cubed, that faithful Jewish men traditionally wore, strapped to their foreheads and to their left arm during morning prayers. These tiny boxes contained miniature parchments inscribed with important Jewish scripture verses. But instead of wearing their phylacteries just during prayers, the Pharisees massively enlarged their phylacteries and wore them everywhere they went in the hopes of gaining the praise of men. Mosaic law also required the men of Israel to place tassels on the edge of their outer garments to remind them of the law. But the Pharisees made their tassels extra long and with brilliant coloring, and even placed sharp objects like thorns in their tassels so they would be reminded of the law wherever they walked or whenever they bent their knees. Their intent was for people to notice them and to think of how much more pious they were than the normal Jew. Jesus also tells us the Pharisees and the scribes love receiving honor from men in public. They love the best places at feasts and in the synagogues. These seats were in the prominent places. They were in the front where everyone could see them. They wanted titles of honor. They loved to be greeted in the marketplace. They enjoyed being called rabbi, which means my master or my great one. Some things don't change. Philippians 2:3 tells us, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Jesus tells us in the conclusion of today's gospel reading how we, as Christians, are to act. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus is very clear that greatness is to be found in the service of others. Exaltation of a disciple of Christ can only be found through humility. We must ask ourselves, is the ideal lifestyle one that is filled with indulgence, entertainment, luxury, and worldly pleasure? This is not the life that Christ lived, and it is not the Christian ideal found in the Gospels. The ideal life, the greatest life, the most exalted life that leads to heaven is the life of Christ, a humble life of service to others. Do we believe this? As disciples of Christ, we better not only believe it, we are called to live it. In many ways, this truth defies most human conception of greatness. How do we serve as one who is truly great? We do so by humbling ourselves. Humility is the greatest form of service we can render to one another. Jesus was without question the most humble person ever to live. Humility enables a person to break out of every selfish tendency they might have and turn their love to the good of others. Jesus did this by humbling himself to become a man through the incarnation. The eternal Son of God did not become man because it somehow benefited him in his self-centered way. He did it because he loved us, and his incarnation benefited us. The Son of God did not allow others to mock him, ridicule him, and ultimately crucify him because in some way it may benefit him. He did it so that he could enter into death and destroy death, so that we could rise with him to eternal life. We could go through every passage of the Gospels and see that everything Jesus did was done for others and never done out of his selfish desires. This self-giving service our Lord offered every day is the example we must follow to be like Christ. Jesus did everything he did out of his love for others and with humility in order to bring salvation and transformation to our eternal souls. In our lives, we need to make a fundamental choice. Am I going to live for myself as the Pharisees in today's gospel, or am I going to live for others? It seems as though very few people fully live for others these days. It is difficult to take our eyes off ourselves and turn them only to the good of others. We must realize that living for others is the path to sainthood. Serving others means doing all we can do to help them grow closer to God. This loving, humble service to others, with the help of God's grace, is what will make your life great. We must believe this and live it in order to become saints. The good news is that we are able to reflect upon a life of true greatness anytime we want, the life of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. We must study the life of Christ. We must deeply consider how we can better strive to live such a life. How can we more completely serve others? How can we make the holiness of others a main goal in our lives? How can we help others grow in their love of Jesus Christ? We must humbly serve others by turning our attention away from ourselves and lovingly fix our eyes on another. Doing so will make an eternal difference for you and the ones you serve. Let us pray that through the reception of the body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist, we might be strengthened by God's grace to a life of generous service filled with humility and the love of Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.